Cecil Taylor's been making records for almost 35 years, but some listeners still find him hard to get a fix on, and one or two older critics still hint he might be a charlatan. It's easy to hear what puts some people off. Cecil Taylor attacks the piano with more gusto than anyone else. He'll let loose with dense clusters of notes, and he doesn't improvise from familiar tunes. On the other hand, his musical language fully exploits the piano's resources, and the principles underlying it are straight out of African-American jazz and blues traditions. His music is readily accessible to those willing to hear it. Because Cecil Taylor had some early training at the New England Conservatory, and because his music is so dissonant, he's often pegged as being heavily influenced by atonal European music. But Taylor has insisted he learned more from listening to Duke Ellington than he did at the conservatory. He's also said he considers himself a blues improviser. That's a useful observation, if you think of the blues not as a clear-cut 12-bar form built on three basic chords, but as a pattern of call and response, which stems from 19th century work songs. Taylor's music, like instrumental blues, is derived from the sound of the voice and the percussive sounds of the drum and the clanging hammer. Cecil Taylor's recital Indent, recorded live in 1973, is a three-movement solo piece. It was just reissued as a CD on the Freedom label. Indent is one of the best introductions to Taylor's music because it captures him in full fire and because its organizing principles are fairly easy to spot. Much of the music is built on the interval of the minor third, from the note G down to E, for example. That interval is a cornerstone of piano blues and makes up the riff used in Willie Dixon's blues classic, Spoonful. Cecil Taylor's music is less overtly traditional than Willie Dixon's, but it springs from the same blues roots, as virtually all jazz does. The structure of a traditional blues verse is simple. A line is sung, then repeated with a slight melodic variation. Then comes the third and final line, which springs from what precedes it. Sometimes, Taylor's method is pretty similar. In the opening minute of Indent, he'll take a kernel of melody, add a few notes to it, and stretch it until it evolves into another figure, at which time the whole process begins again. When he needs creative replenishment, he'll return to the original phrase and start over. Taylor works with themes and variations, much the way Louis Armstrong did, except that Taylor's themes keep mutating. Thank you. Cecil Taylor's quick change music might seem in keeping with the short attention spans of the so-called TV generation. But what makes Indents so rewarding is hearing how Taylor keeps investigating the same basic materials throughout a 45-minute set. His music is related less to European atonality or hectic TV than to the riffing momentum of the Count Basie band. Of course, Taylor's music isn't to every taste, but it's so earthy and so full of dancing energy, it makes me suspect Taylor's problem isn't that his music's hard to listen to, but that some of his detractors refuse to listen.